Good evening. Well, and happy birthday, dear church. It is Pentecost, and Pentecost is the day that the Holy Spirit has descended upon this earth to be with us and to mark the beginning of what today is the church. So that is a day to celebrate. On the other hand, in an odd turn of events, for me, who has Memorial Day in November normally in Germany, it is also Memorial Day weekend, which is a little bit more of a somber occasion. So I'll talk about that in my sermon a little bit, how to find the right balance between those two. Anyways, if you are new here today for the first time, welcome. Welcome to Holy Ghost. We're glad that you're here. We have connection cards in our pews, those white little papers. Yep, right there. Thank you. Fill those out. Let us know how you got here, what brought you here, if we can pray for you, if you're interested in learning more about Holy Ghost. So we'd love to get in touch with you. Just throw them in the offering basket later on when that goes around. Speaking of offerings, we have a special offering every month, and the month of May is for Golden Hub Community Center. Now, these folks serve over 100 senior citizens in our community with meals, with this community center, with other services, so definitely a worthwhile cause. We have a sermon series going on. We're going in the last couple of instances of that one, and today it is about you being called, which is a very, very fitting topic for Pentecost. Speaking of called home has been Kermit Grona, and he was had his memorial services here last Thursday at Holy Ghost. So keep his family in his prayer, in your prayers. And that's it. So I ask you all to please rise as we begin our service. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may be perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us join together in our opening song.
Almighty God, you have called us as your disciples to be witnesses of your glory in this fallen world. As we answer this call, we ask you to be with us every step of the way, for without you we are helpless. Strengthen our resolve and renew our spirit every day. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Sing our gospel song.
Mm-hmm. The Lord our God has a calling on each of us of our lives to bear witness to him and his saving work while serving our neighbors. The reading is from 1 Corinthians selected verses. Only let each person lead the life that the Lord has assigned to him and to which God has called him. This is my rule in all the churches. Each one should remain in the condition in which he was called. Were you a bondsman when called? Do not be concerned about it, for he who was called in the Lord as a bondservant is a freed man of the Lord. Likewise, he who was free when called is a bondservant of Christ. You were bought with a price. Do not become bondservants of men. So, brothers, in whatever condition each was called, there let him remain with God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I have never struggled so much with a sermon as I have with this one, on many levels. First problem, overall content. It is Pentecost. I already said that. Happy birthday. One of the high church holidays. The coming of the Holy Spirit, the birthday of the church. This is why we wear red today, the liturgical color for important church holidays. And it's definitely a topic worth preaching about. And then there's our sermon series called, and today's scheduled about your calling, your personal calling, which is hugely important and cannot just be skipped, right? And then all these American flags kept popping up and reminded me that it is Memorial Day weekend. And all of you know that if you know my personal background, you will understand that I simply cannot skip over Memorial Day in my sermon. So try combining all that. There are choices to be made. Time is limited. And thankfully, I've been trained to make hard choices, and so I regret to inform you that Pentecost has not quite made the cut today. Sorry about that. We wear the red, we welcome the Holy Spirit to this holy house, and we are grateful for the church in our prayers later on. But today, we will have a different focus. Unfortunately, that is not the end of my struggles, because writing a happy birthday sermon for the church is much easier than writing about death and sacrifice. Now, I'm sure all of you have seen these folded up flags before. Many of you may know what they mean, but for those of you who don't, these flags are the flags that are draped over the caskets of service members that have passed away. The men and women who served their country. And then the flag at the end of the service gets folded up, and then it gets handed to the family on behalf of a grateful nation. Now, Memorial Day means many things to many people. For some, it's simply the beginning of summer. A long weekend, barbecue, always good. Time with family, maybe parade. But for others, Memorial Day is something far, far deeper. It is a day of remembrance, a day of solemn reflection, a day when names, faces, voices, and memories return. For those who served in the military, for military families, for those who lost friends, brothers, sisters, sons, daughters, husbands, wives, this day is not abstract. And honestly, it should not be abstract for any of us, because freedom is not free. Someone always pays the price. Even our text today said that. A price has been paid for your freedom. Many of you know this already, but in my previous life, I served in Afghanistan as a combat rescue officer in the German Air Force. And part of my job then is very simple to describe, even though it was often difficult to carry out. We made sure that people came home. Or if they could not come home, we made sure they were not left behind. And we took that responsibility very seriously. We were a multinational task force, Americans, Germans, Norwegians, Swedes, Finns, Hungarians, Dutch, all serving side by side. And I could have gone Pentecost there with all the nations speaking, but I didn't. Because 17 of us came home in caskets, covered in flags, just like that. And tragically, most of these caskets were covered in American flags. Why? Partly because they had the largest presence over there, but also the Americans were often the ones that were willing to go when everybody else hesitated. They were the ones who would still launch helicopters into conditions everyone else considered way too dangerous. Dust storms, night operations, enemy fire, mountains, heat, chaos. They went anyway. And I remember one story especially. So for many years after World War II, the Germans didn't have a Medal of Honor or an equivalent of that. Understandably so, we were done with war. But decades later, when we started deploying troops again to Afghanistan, to Iraq, that medal was reinstated. And do you know who the first recipients were? Two American helicopter pilots. Not Germans, Americans. They flew into a dust storm to rescue German soldiers pinned down under enemy fire, conditions in which the German pilots, they refused. They said, we're done. No, we can't do this. But the Americans went. And brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. This kind of courage is not theoretical. It costs something. Sometimes it costs everything. And that is why Memorial Day matters. Because these are not movie stories. Sound like it, but they are not. These people we honor today, they were husbands, wives, parents, children, friends, real people. And whenever I see one of those folded flags, I cannot help but think about the sacrifice that these flags represent. And then I ask myself, how do we honor such a sacrifice? How do those of us who are still alive respond to those who laid down their lives? And often I think the answer is this: by actually living. By living faithfully, gratefully, boldly, purposefully. By not wasting the life that we have been given. By loving our families, by serving our communities, by protecting what is good and true. By refusing to descend into bitterness or selfishness. By living in a way worthy of the sacrifice made before us. And at this point, you might start wondering, well, Pastor, this is all very nice and patriotic. A good Memorial Day speech, thank you. But we are still in church, aren't we? Don't worry, brothers and sisters. We're getting there, I promise. Because I am not using words like calling or sacrifice lightly. What we remember on Memorial Day is important, but it is only a shadow. A shadow of the greater sacrifice that was made for you long ago. The men and women of the armed forces place themselves in danger so that others may live in freedom for a certain time in a certain place. But there's one sacrifice that was made for all people, in all places, for all time. Jesus Christ did this for you. He entered into this broken world willingly. He answered the call of the Father willingly. And he went where we could not go, into suffering, into death, into judgment, into the full weight of sin, your sin and my sin, the sin of the entire world. And he did not turn back. He fought sin, death, and the devil, and he won. But he won in a way that nobody expected, not through domination, not through political power, not through violence, but through sacrifice, through the cross, through nails, thorns, blood, and death. As Jesus himself says, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. Sisters and brothers, that is not merely a sentimental verse well quoted on a day like this. That is the gospel, because Christ laid down his life not only for his friends. He laid it down for sinners, for rebels, for people who had ignored him, for people who had doubted him, for people who would fail him again and again. For you, for me. And then came Easter morning, the resurrection. That is God's declaration that the sacrifice was actually accepted, that death had finally been defeated, that salvation has truly been accomplished. And that changes everything. Christ won that battle. And now there's hope for sinners, for the grieving, hope for the broken, hope even on Memorial Day. Because through Christ, death no longer has the final word. And because of him, we dare to believe that those who die in faith shall rise again. What an astonishing promise! What an astonishing Savior! And so once again, we can ask ourselves, how do we respond to such a sacrifice? How do we honor what Christ has done for us? And the answer remains the same. Live. Live in response to this gift, not to earn salvation, not because Christ needs you to. Christ has already accomplished salvation for you. And that changes you. That changes everything. The prophet Micah says, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" And how do we walk humbly with our God? By answering the call that he has already placed on all our lives. And here we close the circle to our gospel text from St. Paul. So, brothers, in whatever condition each was called, there let him remain with God. And that is one of the great Lutheran teachings, vocation, calling. Brothers and sisters, that vocation is so much bigger than your career. Today, when people hear the word calling, they immediately think of pastors or missionaries or priests being called out of the church and into something glorious or for some specific purpose. But Scripture is so much more broad on this. God calls people into all kinds of lives, into all kinds of stations of lives. Some are called to military service. Some are called to raise children. Some are called to teach. Some are called to ranching. Some to medicine, to law enforcement, construction, business, public service. All of these are callings on your life. Caring for aging parents. Encourage others quietly behind the scenes. Some are simply called to suffer faithfully. And in all these places, God is at work. This is one of the great comforts of Christianity. Your life does not need to look spectacular to matter. You do not need fame to serve God. You do not need to become extraordinary in the eyes of the world. No, God works through ordinary people in ordinary places. Through farmers who feed people. God works through people like soldiers and police officers to protect. He teaches children through parents and teachers. He heals through nurses and doctors. He comforts through friends and neighbors. And he governs through public servants. He provides daily bread through countless ordinary vocations. This is holy work. Everything you do to serve your neighbor in your everyday life is holy work. And so wherever you find yourselves right now, that is where God has placed you at this very moment. And that is where he calls you to faithfulness. The Christian life is not about waiting around for mystical signs or dramatic visions before you can serve God fully or find your calling. God has already given you neighbors to love them. That is your calling. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might, and love your neighbors as yourself. This is the first and great commandment. That means if you stock shelves, then do it well, so your neighbor can buy what they need. If you work for the city or county, serve faithfully so your community flourishes. Remain with him wherever he has put you. That is what Paul says. Remain with God. Not only in church, not only in moments of strength, but in every station of life. Because Christ does not merely call you into service. He first calls you his own. And because you belong to him, you will never walk alone in all of this. But sometimes vocation requires sacrifice. Sometimes love of neighbor costs us something. Sometimes greatly. Sometimes in uniform. Sometimes in hospitals. Sometimes in homes. Sometimes in quiet acts that maybe nobody sees. But Christians answer that call faithfully, because Christ first answered the call for us. And one day, all these earthly callings, they will come to an end. The uniforms will fade, the tools will be laid down, titles disappear, and the folded flags will finally be unfolded in the kingdom of God. And on that day, Christ himself will wipe away your tears, and death shall be no more. Until then, brothers and sisters, remain with God where he has placed you. Serve faithfully, love deeply, walk humbly, and follow Christ boldly. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let us sing our next song. Almighty God, you have called us into a life of service to our neighbors. Put your compassion and love into our hearts as we seek to follow this calling. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we remember those that made the ultimate sacrifice. The men and women in uniform that fought to keep this country free, but also the martyrs of the faith that laid down their lives to give witness to your glory. And finally, your own Son, Jesus Christ, who went through torture and death to achieve our final salvation. Let us ever be mindful of this. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bringer of the Holy Spirit, On this day of Pentecost, we remember you sending the great Comforter to us, the Spirit of God that resides in us and that makes us your children. We thank you for gathering us as your church and sustaining us through the millennia as we eagerly await your return. Come, Lord Jesus, Lord in your mercy. Hear our prayer. Great healer, not all of us could gather here today, and we lift up all our sisters and brothers in Christ who are sick, hospitalized, or homebound. Libby Hoffman, Roxanne Franson, Gerald Shanks, Emma Hirschfield, Bill Patmecki, Alice Behrens, and all those we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Now into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Now let us join in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please rise. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of those whom you have fed with one heavenly food through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us sing our final hymn.
My country 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. My native country thee, land of the noble free, thy name I love. I love thy rocks and rills, thy woods and templed hills. My heart with rapture thrills like that above. Our fathers, God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by